As I walked on the stage, I focused my thoughts on Steve, who was sitting in the audience, my sisters back in Texas, and some friends who were watching live from TED Active, an off-site location. I also drew courage from something that I learned at TED, a very unexpected lesson on failure. The vast majority of folks whom Steve and I met during the 3 days leading up to my talk spoke openly about failing. It wasn't unusual for someone to tell you about the two or three ventures or inventions that had failed as they explained their work or talked about their passions. I was blown away and inspired. I took a deep breath and recited my vulnerability prayer as I waited for my turn. Give me the courage to show up and let myself be seen. Then, seconds before I was introduced, I thought about a paperweight on my desk that reads, "What would you attempt to do if you knew you could not fail?" I pushed that question out of my head to make room for a new question. As I walked up to the stage, I literally whispered aloud, "What's worth doing, even if I fail?" I honestly don't remember much of what I said, but when it was over, I was back knee-deep in the vulnerability hangover again. Was the risk worth it? Absolutely. I am passionate about my work, and I believe in what I've learned from my research participants. I believe honest conversations about vulnerability and shame can change the world. Both of the talks are flawed and imperfect, but I walked into the arena and gave it my best shot. The willingness to show up changes us. It makes us a little braver each time. And I'm not sure how one measures the success or failure of a talk, but the minute I was done, I knew that even if it flopped or drew criticism, it had been totally worth doing. In the song Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen writes, "Love is not a victory march, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah." Love is a form of vulnerability, and if you replace the word love with vulnerability in that line, it's just as true. From calling a friend who's experienced a terrible tragedy to starting your own business, from feeling terrified to experiencing liberation, vulnerability is life's great dare. It's life asking, are you all in? Can you value your own vulnerability as much as you value it in others? Answering yes to these questions is not weakness. It's courage beyond measure. It's daring greatly. And often the result of daring greatly isn't a victory march, as much as it is a quiet sense of freedom mixed with a little battle fatigue. This audiobook is continued on Disc 2.